A few years ago, I arrived on the campus of our church one morning, and there was a truck with a long trailer in the parking lot. And the driver was opening up these small doors along the side of the trailer, and dogs were coming out of them. He was using our land to let the dogs stretch their legs a little, and I'm sure among other things. About 7 dogs were off to the side of the church, just running and going crazy. And by the time I sat down at my desk that morning, I could hear the man screaming at the top of his lungs at his dogs, "Come here, get back over here," and all the while blowing this dog whistle. Well, this went on and on and on for who knows how long. He wasn't doing a very good job of keeping his dogs. In John chapter 17, verse 11, Jesus is calling upon the Father to secure his disciples, to keep them, to protect them, to put his watchful eye upon them and preserve their faith. God has done the work in saving them by sending Jesus with his word, and God will do the work in keeping them with his word as well. So notice this, Jesus is not asking the Father to keep them in health, to keep them in wealth, to keep them in safety, or to keep them in happiness, to keep them in good vibes or positivity. He is asking the Father to keep them in the faith, in holiness, to preserve their faith. Keep them in his name. Where does the believer's assurance of perseverance come from? Well, it lies within the Father's ability to keep and preserve them. And it is a perfect ability. When you pray today, please remember David Marroquin and his family, our missionaries in Guatemala. And also remember the Russian LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Russia and the United States.